This bloke is the tax commissioner. He came from the private sector. Chris Jordan. I think he's got some gears. What a job he's got. But he has declared war on multinational companies avoiding tax in Australia. He told the Senate committee on Wednesday last week that he was fed up with pathetic excuses. He said that the tax office had now categorised six unnamed companies as highest risk tax avoiders and had a total of 290 large companies under active review. He said, and I quote, "These companies have pushed the envelope on reasonableness. They play games, they string us along, they believe we can be stooged." He said, "The excuses we hear from them are frankly over the top." And he made a very valid point. How is it possible that companies known for their new age technology and innovative products and services fail to be able to furnish us with basic reports showing their business structure, their profits, how much tax they've paid, and where? Amazing, isn't it? Or how can these so-called super companies like Google make millions and dollars of money, but somehow or other they lose it all and they're not liable for tax? They're just so incompetent in the running of their businesses that they just can't make a quid that might be taxed. Next thing they'll tell us, there are tooth fairies at the bottom of the garden. Chris Jordan told the Senate committee, the tax commissioner, the tax office was determined to force these companies to put their houses in order. Now, this will be no easy task, because these outfits run to the courts at the drop of a hat, and they can drag proceedings on for years to avoid paying tax. Now, a case in point, which is really simple to illustrate it, was the ultimately successful tax office prosecution against the US multinational energy company Chevron. Now, they borrowed money in the USA for their operations over here at 1.2% interest. They then lent it to the Australian subsidiary at 9%. And of course, cost of your money in business is a tax deduction. So lend the money at a higher price here. They're making it. They borrowed it at 1.2. It's a book entry. But of course, 9% becomes tax deductible. The tax office's investigation into Chevron alone took 6 years, and it cost of your money $10 million. So Chris Jordan's got his work cut out for him, but we wish him well.